Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite tanking team in the Bay Area. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the Sharks' newest prospect, Henry Thrun, our newest signing now, Henry Thrun. Going to discuss losing 9 games in a row and if Erik Karlsson can hit 100 points. And checking on the Barracuda as they had a huge series against the Bakersfield Condors and see where they are at in the AHL playoffs. So all that and more on today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, contributor at San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you for making Locked On Sharks your first listen. You can subscribe or follow for free on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts to get the latest episode as soon as it's available, because we cover your team every day here at Locked On Sharks. We have a jam-packed episode as it was a busy weekend for San Jose Hockey Now. So we're going to be discussing the Sharks' new signing, Henry Thrun, talk about his contract situation, kind of why the Sharks had to sign him now, why he can't play for the Barracuda this season, talk about Erik Karlsson's pursuit for 100 points. And then, like I said, we're going to be checking on the Barracuda, see where they're at right now in the push for the AHL playoffs. So let's start with Henry Thrun, who I think is probably the most exciting thing to come out of the weekend, as the Sharks lost again, 9 straight losses now. So you guys keep doing what you're doing, really, really putting your best foot forward and trying to get Connor Bedard. But let's start with Henry Thrun, who I think is the most, like I said, the most intriguing thing to come out of the weekend. So Henry Thrun was a senior for Harvard. Harvard lost in the first round of the NCAA men's hockey tournament. They lost, it was like 8-1 to Ohio State, just absolutely blown out. Watched this game specifically to watch Thrun, and it was a tough game. But again, it's a tough game when everybody lose. When you lose 8-1, it's not just one player. Everybody had a tough game. But Thrun, I hadn't really watched him before, so I'm trying not to make, it's a one game sample size on the game where you lost 8-1 to a team. So so he's a 2019 fourth round pick from Anaheim. Like I said, was the captain for Harvard, senior. 33 games this year, had 7 goals, 24 assists, and 100 shots on goal. So pretty solid numbers, really kind of took his scoring to the next level this year. Last year he posted basically the same numbers. So, So he had 35 games, 7 goals, 25 assists, 32 points in 35 games. So basically repeated what he did last year. So good to see. Doesn't take a lot of penalties. He only had 10 penalty minutes as a junior. He had 14 penalty minutes as a senior. So very smart, cerebral player. He went to Harvard, smart kid. Some of his scouting reports say he's a very good four-way skater, able to keep tight gaps and shadow the opposing rusher no matter what, knows how to proceed. He's blessed with a projectable frame and capable skating, a smart defensive defenseman. Thrun has great vision and excellent understanding of the game. Smart player. So smart player and a good foundation to build off with him. So Byron Bader, who does all, his prospecting model, has Thrun as a 60% NHLer. So that's you play 200 games, and a 20% star probability. So as a defenseman, that is a 0.45 or more career points per game. His kind of closest comp right now is Justin Barron, another prospect who's kind of well on his way, was part of that 2020 draft class. And then, it feels like a really, really, I don't want to say no risk, but it feels like the Sharks got a really, really solid prospect for a third round pick from the Ducks. So from his game against Ohio State, like I said, I don't think it was probably his best showing. Made a couple errors that led straight to goals, one of which was he tried to – there was a puck along the boards, and instead of maybe kind of just holding on to it and kind of melting it down and getting to a board battle or pushing it back behind the goal and let your defensive partner, he kind of pushed it into the fray. Ohio State player came out with it, and, of course, he was out of position, couldn't – was kind of late to react – and which led to, I think it was the first goal. A couple other things like that where he like kind of lost his man. But again, it was just one of those games where everything went wrong for Harvard, especially a team that was considered to be a potential Final Four team. And everything kind of went wrong for him, and they got smoked by Ohio State. And it was weird. The Big Ten just kind of put up a bajillion goals over the weekend. So his contract... he signed a 2-year ELC, which is at $912. Yeah. $912,500, excuse me. So 2 years, but it does start this year. And I'm sure you're wondering, why does it start this year? Is there no 10 games? Like that doesn't matter, right? This is the same thing with Bortolo when he signed his contract. And this is kind of the price you have to pay to kind of go into business with college hockey players. They want to get to that first contract outside their ELC earlier. So basically he's going to burn the first year of his 2-year contract this year in the final 9 games of the season for the Sharks. So that will set him to become an RFA at the 24-25 season. So you basically get 1 year plus change of Henry Thrun services before you have to give him a new contract based on his ELC. He cannot, I repeat, cannot go down and play with the Barracuda this season because he was not on the Barracuda's roster at the trade deadline because he wasn't signed, right? Just that's the rule. If you're not on the Barracuda's roster at some point before the trade deadline, you cannot go back down to play. You can't go back and play with the Barracuda. We're back in the AHL this season. So he will be with the Sharks for the rest of the season. I'm sure they will throw him in here at some point. We'll see if he plays on Tuesday, but expect him to play some games this year. I think he has a small bonus. If he plays 5 games this year, he gets a $25,000 bonus, which I'm sure the Sharks will want to get him in. And that's probably one of those little, yeah, we'll make sure you get your bonus type of thing to get you to sign. So, but again, so that's kind of the rules. So he has 2-year contract. First year is going to get burned this year. So he's going to be basically on a 1-year ELC next season. And then, but again, you still own his rights. He's an RFA. You can control him. You can play the RFA game if he plays, has a great season next year. If you want to sign him to a longer contract or a bridge contract, like Henry Thrun isn't going anywhere unless the Sharks do not want him around type of situation. So expect Henry Thrun to be San Jose Shark for a while. We'll see next year, though, with the increased depth at the blue line, if Thrun maybe does start with the Barracuda, if they want him to continue to kind of build up. But I think from what I've seen, again, he had a terrible game against Ohio State, but I think he has all the tools. You can see the pass, you can see the crisp, you know, like the crisp passing, you can see kind of a little bit of the puck moving ability from him. I think he can play in the NHL right now, and especially on a team that is gunning for Bedard. Let him play as much, or, you know, let him get used to playing in the NHL this year. Let him have a nice offseason. Let him compete for an NHL job going into next year. So before we continue, I'm going to talk about Erik Karlsson. We'll talk a little bit about the game. I mostly want to talk about Erik Karlsson and his pursuit to 100 points. Let's take a quick break. I'll talk to you guys about our friends over at Athletic Greens. Keeping up with proper nutrition is really hard. You're busy. You're stuck at your desk. You're eating whatever you can just to get through the day. But what if you could start your day with the ultimate daily nutritional assurance with a single scoop of AG1 and a glass of water? You can do that and just absorb 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up with a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him over $100 a day, which just isn't sustainable. He created Athletic Greens after experiencing how difficult it was to create optimal nutritional insurance on your own, all for around just $3 a day. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with a convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay. Our beloved Erik Karlsson, two more points over the weekend, is now 10 points, has 90 points on the season, nine games left for Erik Karlsson to hit 100. Be the first defenseman since Brian Leetch did it over 30 years ago, 91, 92, 30 years ago. I was seven, eight when Brian Leetch did it last. That is how long it has been. I know the Sharks have not been playing well. They haven't been scoring well, but Karlsson continues to produce on this god-awful team. They're bad. I mean, you guys have watched this team. So it's going to be tough. He needs to basically, it's a point per game, and then one game he needs to pop off for two, and that'll get him at 100 points exactly. Sharks have some stiff competition coming up. So just as a reminder for their schedule down the stretch here. So play Winnipeg on Tuesday, who they beat recently. Remember, tied that game with like 10 seconds left to force overtime and won in overtime. That's their last win since they beat the Kraken on February 20th. They have one win in over a month. Beautiful. Beautiful. And they play Vegas on Thursday, Arizona on Saturday. Then they have two games against Colorado. The following week, another game versus Edmonton. Then they finish on the road against Winnipeg, Calgary, and Edmonton. So, and those teams, Winnipeg and Calgary are going to be fighting for their playoff lives. Edmonton should have things wrapped up, but you never know with them if they're going to might be playing for positioning, all that's Colorado. Again, they're fighting for positioning as well. So other than Arizona, all these teams have something to play for. And even Arizona is playing really well right now. So that should give the Sharks at least an opportunity to try to score some goals, at least be in competitive games here, but still lose them all. So that's the hope, right? Is to lose that. Going on a massive 18-game losing streak to end the season would be just beautiful. So we'll see. Sharks power play. If the Sharks power play could get going a little bit here, it'd give a big opportunity for Karlsson. I mean, but we've seen Erik Karlsson turning chicken salad out of chicken poop all season long. I honestly think he does it. I think he does it. I think he gets to 100 points, and I think that locks up the Norris for him. I've been making this point all season long. If he gets to 100 points, it's especially on this team. I mean, you guys have watched this team just as much as I have for the most part. I assume you're listening to a Sharks podcast. I assume you watch this team a lot as well. But it's insane what he's doing with nothing around him. You know, you look at the other potential Norris, you know, winner or Norris candidates, right? Josh Morrissey, like the Winnipeg is a playoff caliber team. You have a lot of talented players still on there. Cale Makar has missed a lot of games, but I mean, that Colorado team is absolutely nuts. Dougie Hamilton, again, look at that New Jersey team, right? You have, you know, Hughes, now you got Timo Meier, you've got a bunch of that team is stacked, especially offensively. So it's going, you know, I know it's weird giving the best defenseman trophy to a player on the worst team. But just again, imagine how this team would be without Erik Karlsson. Do they crack 40 points? Like honestly, this team is at 53 right now, right? 53 points right now. do they crack 40 points without Erik Karlsson on this team all season? If Erik Karlsson was just gone, this team would be one of the worst things that we have ever seen. So, yeah, Erik Karlsson, he's going to do it. That's what we're rooting for. Rooting for them losses and rooting for Karlsson points. That's what you're rooting for right now. So, really quickly with the Calgary game, it was interesting because it's what we've kind of seen from the Sharks, right? They kind of make things interesting in the second period, and then in the third period, things kind of fell apart for them as per usual. Shot attempt, like Corsi attempts, was 5-on-5, was relatively close. The Flames had 57 to the Sharks 49. Shots four was 29-26 in favor of the Sharks. Again, all 5-on-5. Scoring chances four was 34-28 in favor of the Flames. High danger, 14-9 in favor of the Flames. But the expected goals for 3.46 to 2.34, the Flames really kind of took it to the Sharks there. Just the higher, they made more, better opportunities of those higher, high quality chances for them. So the Lions, I mean, it's, yeah. Couple guys stood out. So Andrew Agostino continues to play his butt off. When you look back at great signings from my career, Nico Sturm takes the cake this year, but Andrew Agostino has done everything that you could have wanted out of him, especially with his time with the Barracuda, and he plays his butt off. He plays hard every shift. It's going to be great to have him around next year again, if captain the Barracuda, and then if you need him to come up and play quality minutes for you, Andrew Agostino has been a great, great signing for my career this offseason. Yeah, he deserves to be playing with the Sharks here. I know the Barracuda could probably really use him right now, but both teams are just running out of bodies at this point. That's what happens when you have a bad team with no depth. You start to run out of people at the end of the season. So, Kaapo Kähkönen, okay night. 29 all situations, had 29 shots, made 25 saves, 379 expected goals against, gave up 4 goals, so just about right there. 10 high danger saves, shots, only made 7 high danger saves, 8 mid danger, 7 actual saves, and was 10-for-10 in the low danger department. So kind of what we've continued to see from Kaapo Kähkönen. Flames kind of took it to him. The Sharks crawled back. You had the 3 goals in like a minute, kind of the beginning of the second period. And then the Flames kind of put it away at the end of the game. And the Sharks had a couple opportunities with some power plays in the third period. But again, this power play has been struggling with it for the Sharks, especially since the Timo Meier trade. They just do not have enough quality finishing right now. And it'll be interesting to see what Mike Greer does this season. We talked about last week. The Sharks might actually have a little bit of cap space going into the offseason if Mike Greer does try to add some finishing, or if he's going to kind of let this team develop naturally, especially if you get a Connor Bedard on the team. We shall see. Plenty of offseason to talk about that. So before we continue, though, do want to take a quick break. Talk to you guys about our friends over at Built Bar. If you're looking for a delicious treat, but you don't want all the fat and calories, and you got to try Built Bar. You know what makes Built Bar so good? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. They come in amazing flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, coconut almond, and what's even better is that they're actually healthy. 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. And if you're like me and you hate waiting for things to come in the mail, now you can check out Built Bar at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. Head into Walmart, go to the pharmacy selection, and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. They have 4 bar boxes of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. Or if you have Sam's Club, run and grab a 13 bar box of their hit flavors, brownie batter and churro. Or you don't know which flavor you want to try, go to built.com. Go check out all the new flavors they have all the time. They got new stuff rotating in. I like the variety pack. Gives you a little bit of everything. So if one day you're feeling cookies and cream, one day you're feeling brownie batter, one day you're feeling coconut puffs, you can kind of try them all, figure out which one is your favorite. So check out Built Bar at Walmart, Sam's Club, or built.com today. All right. Finally, let's finish up with the Barracuda. Tough break on Sunday. This Barracuda team, though, I will say they fight and they fight and they fight. And They're down, they're shorthanded right now. You know, Agostino is up. Jacob Peterson's up. Martin Kaut is up. There's three guys right there. William Eklund is out of the lineup with an injury. Like, this team is shorthanded, especially in the forward department, and they keep fighting. The blue line's starting to get a little healthy right now, especially with Pouliot coming back, and then Knyazhov being sent back down. So a little bit of reinforcements there. Yeah, so they're running 11-7 right now. But in this team, they keep fighting, and it's just kind of the same issues that we've seen from them, which is can't get enough scoring when you kind of need it, that clutch goal scoring, I guess. And then just taking some penalties. So one on Saturday, they beat Bakersfield. Didn't get any help, though, from Colorado. We needed Colorado to beat Tucson this weekend, and Tucson won both games this weekend. So good news is, though, now we have a kind of close mashup between Bakersfield, Tucson, and San Jose, all within a few points of each other. I'm pulling up the standings right now. So as of Sunday night, Monday morning, Bakersfield is at 66 points, Tucson is at 64, and then San Jose is at 59. So the Barracuda are going to kind of need to make up some ground here. Bakersfield does have a game in hand as well. So it might be starting to be kind of the beginning of the end here for the Barracuda, you know, just kind of running out of bodies here, but plenty of positive things to take going forward. So we're starting to see some of these rookies. Tristan Robbins has been playing really, really well as of late. Brandon Coe is becoming more noticeable. I think Ozzie Weisblatt's really turned it around the second half of this season. And Bordolo, they moved him back to center for these past couple games with Agostino gone. And he's responded with two goals now in the past two games. I think Bordolo is just a better fit as a centerman than he is as a winger. Just some guys just like to play center. Kind of you notice them a little bit more, I think, when they're in their natural positions there. So some positives take away from there. Also, one Nathan Burks. You're like, who is a Nathan Burke? ATO that they signed. Again, these ATOs are amateur trials that you basically sign guys that you pay them per diem. You're basically just kind of paying them for play. And it gives them an opportunity to kind of try out for you. And then if you need to sign them to a contract, I think Burke is going to earn himself an offseason AHL contract. We'll see. But he's looked like maybe looks like a dude for looks like he might have a little bit of something. So Burke, he was a fifth year senior because of the pandemic. He got to play an extra year, spent 3 years at University of Minnesota, then 2 years at Bowling Green State University. This year in his final year, he had 36 games. He had 17 goals, 12 assists, 28 points. Was playing in the ECHL for a couple games and then is now playing with the Barracuda. Did have two goals and an assist on Saturday night to lead the Barracuda to the win. So been playing really well. I think I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a AHL contract or if he gets a contract from the Sharks or from the Barracuda this offseason to keep him around. Gonna be tough for the Barracuda here to make the playoffs, especially, like I said, they're kind of running out of people. And that's going to be it for me tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Have one Hattie on to talk, do another draft profile. So we do Ethan Gauthier out of the Q. He calls him the best player, actually the only player we're talking about in the queue. That was what Hattie said. But so that'll be tomorrow. Then we'll have we'll talk about Tuesday night's game against the Jets. Probably throw something else fun in there. We're almost there, guys. Nine more games. So that'll be it. Thank you guys for checking out Locked On Sharks, where we cover your team every day. You can follow along for free on YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts, get the latest episode as soon as it's available. You can follow me on Twitter at MyFryHole. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at LockedOnSharks. And until tomorrow, bye, friends.